Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com. Upwork.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's pain-free Friday for Rolls-Royce. Minutes on a mahogany, waxing it up. 100, 200, the bad seed, the boogity, the bad apple with a bad attitude. We are live in New York City. The Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, directing traffic, some kind of fashion shake it up, Snoopy, along with the esteemed Prime Minister, Cam Stewart, live in Toronto today, filling in for Carver High, who's in the second round of the Cape Cod Irish Open. Hammered again on the golf course, pounding 40s, yes. A Bud Light. Thank God we've got the mayor of Ontario as well, the one and only Cam Stewart live, the raging redhead as well. The rundown today, Morenci, a double shot, I believe, from Lipstick City, because he's going to game one of the World Series tonight at Chavez Ravine. So he's going to hook up with us. From L.A. That sounds awesome. Plus, it's me, Gino B. Gino Bacola from the Daily Racing nice. Form with his Saturday ponies and his NFL picks for the week. Plus, in the second hour, Terry Bowden, our college football analyst. And also in the second hour, Dr. Zhivago, Dr. David Chow from SIC, Sports Injury Central in SoCali, Cal. Breaking down all the injuries around the league, heading into week 8 of the NFL pain day scene. And last night we saw it as the Rams beat the Vikings. Cam, obviously, you know, this is what happens, I think, when you lose to the Lions. It's either you go lose another game or teams that haven't lost, once they lose – then they start losing, like the Saints. They won those first two games yep. by 50, and then they haven't won a game since.
Great call, Scott. I'll tell you, one, two, that travel. After the game, you're going there, traveling all the way to Southern California and Los Angeles there. And I got to admit, there was the Vikings killed themselves in that game. I know we'll talk about the controversial play at the end of the game, but bad penalties on third downs, and that's what it is, right? Detroit, every team they're beating. The next week, those other teams get beat down, and it's a hard travel spot off 3 days.
Yeah, no doubt about it. There were missed calls at the end of the game, but did it matter? I don't think it mattered. Like, I mean, they beat him by 10.
Yeah.
And I thought Stafford had it all going. Their offense had it all going. They put up almost 400 yards. He threw 4 TDs, and that was a big win for them. They're 3-4 now, and they've won a couple games in a row, and they've got Puka Shells and Cup. I guess healthy, and at least they played, and I haven't believed any of the rumors I heard about Cup going to the Steelers. Yesterday, I said that on C2C. I'm like, The Steelers have been getting every guy. They were getting Ayuk. They were getting Adams. They were getting Kupp. They're getting Jesus. I mean, the Steelers never do anything. They don't do deals. They don't do trade. When is all this happening? It's not happening. And then basically after the game, the Rams said, you know, I think McVay basically said they don't want to get rid of Kupp. They have no plans to get rid of Kupp. Do you believe that?
I'm not sure. The contract's big, Scott, and I know they have a lot of young players with the veteran guys, but here's the deal. The Seattle Seahawks, my team, is 4-3 in the division. Everybody else is 3-4. They're right there. They're one game back. Seattle, like, they're by no stretch a great team. San Francisco's struggling. Why would you rip this thing apart? You said it, Scotty. For an old guy, Stafford's amazing. He's been concussed with the Lions hit. Like, I mean, absolutely smoked. He comes back for more. The plays he makes, man, that guy's a great quarterback and tough. So, no, I don't want to trade these guys if I'm the Rams. You actually have a chance to win the division.
Yeah, I thought the Vikings would play better last night and win that game, and they didn't. So that's that. Last night you saw Klay Thompson make his, you know, official debut with the Mavericks, because in the preseason he was awful. I mean, he had over donut nights where he just stunk it up. But he didn't stink last night. He got involved. He had 22, and he was hitting threes. And Luka did his magic, and they won that game by 11. They were laying 8.5 over the Spurs. And Wembanyama really didn't do anything in that game.
Yeah, it's kind of shocking, Scott. I'll tell you, Dallas, man, they're a scary team. I have futures on Oklahoma City. We'll talk about them. But, man, if this guy's on fire, I like the Dallas Mavericks. I think they're a very good basketball team. You're right. Spurs were lingering there. Victor didn't do his thing, and they cover a big number.
The Thunder went to Denver and spanked the Nuggets. I'm not surprised at all at what the Thunder are capable of. Holmgren had a monster game. So did Shai Gilgeous. But it's the other side that I have to worry about, is what is wrong with the Denver Nuggets right out of the gates, getting smacked like that and having 87 points?
I'm with you, Scott. I think this is the year Denver regresses. Jokic cares about his standard bred horses instead of, you know what I mean? He doesn't even look like, okay, basketball, my second favorite. I'm worried about my horse getting the proper hay and running. That's what he gets more excited for, his horse, than any type of basketball game. I'll tell you, Scotty, Oklahoma City, I got futures on these guys. SGA is prime minister. He's my guy. He's in the cabinet with me. I love this team. I think they can win it all, buddy. And I bought a ticket on them at the start of the year.
Yeah, I want them to be in the final. I want, you know, at the very least, I want the Thunder to win the West. Speaking of the West, tonight in Los Angeles, it's game one of the World Series. And we've all been licking our chops for the Dodgers and the Yankees. And if you have no interest in this World Series, you're living on an island. This will be the most popular World Series in years. It's been 43 years since they played in the World Series. They faced each other 12 times in the World Series. They have more Hall of Famers than they have Hall of Famers. Both teams are loaded with them in Cooperstown. The history of the game runs through both franchises. They're the two biggest brands in baseball, without a doubt. And it starts with Flaherty against Gerrit Cole. Are you excited for the festivities at Dodger Stadium? I know that your boy Gabe will be drinking Dodgeritas.
Yes, Dodgeritas, the drink of choice. You know, Scotty already comes prepared with bags of smoke. He's going to be bartended, bud-tendered. He's going to get lit tonight. I can't wait. I was excited about the Royals and the Yankees. Hell yeah, I'm excited about this World Series. There's nothing like playoff baseball. This is fantastic, Scotty. The networks are happy. We're happy. Everybody's happy. Dodgers, Yankees should be a good one. I got the Dodgers in six. I know you and Carver are my guys, but I just think they're a little too deep. But hey, the Yankees, if Cole does well, this thing could go the distance.
What a travesty that I got to listen to the prime minister.
Sorry, pal. You know we're all friends. Well, you'll listen to Gabe. You're going to listen to Gabe in a couple minutes. More Dodger propaganda.
And he's another one.
Yes, he's a huge. Well, I'm not a Dodger fan at all. I just I care about my money, Scott. So I come busy in New York and we go to a Devils game again.
What is happening here? I woke up in a good mood. I don't know what the hell happened. Tua Tagovailoa has been cleared to go seek his fifth concussion in the NFL. So he's not going to wear the guardian cap. They're saying now that he's wearing the most expensive helmet money can buy, with the most padding that money can buy, and that he's safe. Yeah, and I want to own some of those horses that Joker owns.
Yeah, listen, me too.
I'm telling you, I do not believe for 1 minute that this guy can continue to play in the NFL without having more concussions.
I mean, you're right, Scott. And the thing is, you know, when you've been concussed before, I have. This guy's done it multiple times. The next one could be the end of him. I'd like to leave football like Barry Sanders. You know, you walk away and you can still walk. So, hey, Tua's his own man, though. He's a grown man. He wants to play the game he loves. And if he goes down, he goes down. But I'm worried for him, too.
Megatron and Barry Sanders in the Quitters Club. We'll talk about that later.
Yep.
Renzi next. From LA, it's Coast to Coast.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Renzi's no fool. You've already heard me say 5 billion times he's on at 10 every night, East, 7 West, and it's easy to find him, so I'm not going through that again today because he has once again mastered the art of manipulation with staying at the same hotel that we stayed at for the Super Bowl in L.A., which is relatively close to Dodger Stadium. He's like 15 minutes away from the ballpark in an Uber. He's good to go. And the all-you-can-eat breakfast, they have it all going at that place. And they have a bar in that place that cooks at nighttime. And we've had our swerve on in there. He's going to game one of the World Series tonight at Dodger Stadium to see Flaherty and the Cy Young winner, Cole, Yankees and Dodgers. Look at him. He's all ready to go.
It's finally here. It feels like it's been a long week of anticipation to start this World Series. The weather is beautiful. It's picture perfect. You're going to see on TV tonight. It's going to be one of those, you know, special LA nights. First pitch, temperature expected to be 76 degrees. There's not a cloud in the sky right now as I look out the window. And, yeah, you know, Scott, I was, as you know, the area, you know, you basically pull into the hood from, you know, from the area, and then you turn right, you go up the hill.
Right.
At the stadium. It's about 13-minute drive in the middle of the night, like no traffic type thing. It's, you know, it's about a 12 to 15. It's that close. But today, I'm expecting it to turn in like to a 45-minute. I'm not even going to say an hour. I want to exaggerate, but it'll probably take me, you know, 30, 45 minutes from door to door to finally, you know, get. And as anyone knows, it's not easy. Dodger Stadium's on top of a hill, for real. And there's no choice. You got to walk up that hill. Like, you know what I mean? Because there's so much traffic. You get out of your Uber, and you walk up the rest of the hill. So it's a little production to get in and out of there. But you know it's got, once you're there, isn't it very similar to the Rose Bowl, Scott? Like, when you walk through the concourse and you step into the field level of Dodger Stadium, and you see the seats that are mirrored of a beach and the ocean, that's the why they're the colors that they are, and the San Gabriel Mountains behind, you just can't beat it. It's very similar to the Rose Bowl, where, like, this is as good as it gets. I know Yankee Stadium is the cathedral, or at least it was, you know, the old one. I am not going to dispute that, right? It is so much history, but, you know, just as far as, like, just perfectness, Dodger Stadium, you can't top it, Scott.
Well, it's like Disneyland. It is maintained. It's pristine.
Yeah, it's so bright, huh? Everything is bright.
It's just never, like, it's never aged. Like, the thing's been there forever, and it's still as nice as it was when it opened. It reminds me of Disneyland. When you go to Disneyland, you could go when you were a little kid, and you could go as an old man, and it's still beautiful. It's still magnificent. It's pristine. They're two of the greatest places to go on earth for sports fans is the Rose Bowl and Dodger Stadium. There's just no getting around it. And particularly tonight for a World Series game. So you've heard all you can handle about Flaherty. And, you know, yesterday they started with it as velocity's down. I don't know who started that. I'd hate to hear that if I was him, to be honest with you. He's got to worry about the Yankees.
And I've heard his velocity was down a little bit, and I've heard that too. You know, people are going to overanalyze. We're going to analyze everything right now, and it's true. You know, he went from like 95 at one point, and he was averaging about 91 in his third start. But it should be noted, we've had a long time off, Scott, for this World Series. I would throw all that stuff out. I mean, all those, you know, like we've heard this a lot. All the Dodger pitchers are worn out. They're running on fumes. Dude, they've had a long layoff. They last played on Sunday. So they've had all week to energize and recharge the arms. So I would expect Flaherty, all systems go. You saw in his first start against the Mets, he was unhittable. The second start, they got him. So, you know, who's going to get hit first tonight, Scott? It's going to be a home run early. We know it, right? Gerrit Cole is vulnerable to giving up the long ball early in baseball games. Flaherty is vulnerable to it as well. Flaherty's worst inning is generally the first inning. We've seen Cole get hit early. So which team is going to be able to step up and break the nerves and break the ice? One of the reasons I like the Dodgers in this series is they have so many players, Scott, that have been there and done it before. The Yankees don't, right? I mean, how many guys on the Yankees have won a World Series before? You know, Soto has. You know, like how many other guys? I'm thinking about the Dodgers. Like Mookie Betts won with the Red Sox. He won with the Dodgers. Freddie Freeman won with the Braves. He won with the Dodgers. Kiki Hernandez. You've got Ohtani, Scott, won the Japanese League. Ohtani has won the World Baseball Classic. He's won everything that he's been in before. And now he's knocking on the door of his first World Series and his first playoffs. I can get deeper, too. You know, like, basically the Dodgers have guys that have been there and done that. To me, Gerrit Cole is the key for the Yankees. If Gerrit Cole pitches like an ace two times, potentially three, but let's say two times, the Yankees have a legitimate shot at doing this. Aaron Judge, we know, can he heat up a little bit? Some numbers to throw out at you guys, though, as far as Juan Soto. And I got a long shot pick on Yamamoto, Scott, to win the MVP at 125-1. Yamamoto is going to go twice in this series. They got him, you know, game two, game six. So, you know, if we get six, which we, you know, we most likely will, Yamamoto pitched one time against the Yankees this year. And it was at Yankee Stadium, was a 2-1 Dodger win. And he went seven innings. He only gave up two hits, and he struck out seven Yankees. All right, Yamamoto's a load if you don't know him. For the record, Soto didn't play in that game. Soto is only 3-for-18 in his career against Flaherty and Walker Buehler. So there's just, you know, there's a lot of sort of, you know what's weird too? Aaron Judge has never faced Flaherty before in his career. Neither has Stanton. There's a lot of little variables and I think advantage for the Dodger pitchers that people aren't really looking at. So I'm confident with the Dodgers pitching, Scott. It's just, who's going to be the hero, bro? Is it going to be Soto? Is it going to be Judge? Is it going to be Edmund? Is it going to be, you know, is it going to be Torres? I can't wait to see this script play out, bro.
You know, they have, in 78, the Yankees lost the first two games out there, and they still won the series. In 81, the Dodgers lost the first two games, and they won the next four.
Yeah. You know what, Scott? You know, I love this stuff. I've been reading about 1941 and 47 and 55 and blah, blah, you know, all of them. Dude, I swear to God, Scott, it's been like seven times the teams have been up 2-0 in this series. I'm glad you brought that up. That's the big history when these teams
play. It really is crazy.
And any other team wins.
Yeah.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Obviously, Morenci has quite the weekend planned, starting with tonight. He's already talking about his criminal endeavors, going to Dodger Stadium to deal with the security at Chavez Ravine. They're not interested in people smoking anything of any sort, of any kind, of any substance or otherwise. Cigarettes, dope, vapes, anything, blunts, not happening. And this makes Morenci very upset. So I've been trying to convince him that he needs to, you know, get his swerve on the way to the stadium and around Dodger Stadium out in the parking lot. He told me the last time he went there, he stashed it by a tree when he went into the stadium. And he came back out after the game and it was still there and he was good to go. And I said, you know, maybe the inside of a wheel of someone's car, just make sure you get out. He's right in right field. He can get out of the stadium fast. When the game's over, just get to that car and grab it and you're good to go. Plus, he's gallivanting off to Seattle tomorrow to stay at the Indian Reservation Casino to gamble heavily. Here he is again. We've got him. Now, I think that, you know, I've given you sound advice. Stash it under a wheel, in a rim. You're right in right field. You'll be the first one out of the stadium. You go right to that car, get your swag, and you're off and running. Smoke all the way in, stash, game over, smoke all the way back to the hotel. You're golden. I've seen you at the hotel before. Standing out, they got that giant walkway across the turnaround in that parking lot by the parking garage.
Yeah, I just did a video.
There's 15 million tables with seats. I used to sit over there, do the same
thing. We just did a video giving some picks, video for tonight's game, actually, out there with all the palm trees.
Yeah.
So a lot of palm trees here. So, yeah, you know what? It's what a night here tonight. You got Lakers are playing the Phoenix Suns at the Crypt. So it's the Lakers' second game, and the Lakers had, of course, won their season opener. USC and Rutgers, that's sort of flying under the radar. There's a massive high school football game tonight at SoFi. The Black Eyed Peas.
You could go to the USC game. Screw that high school football game. You could go see Rutgers USC. I bet that's a cheap ticket.
Yeah, well, I already spent a lot for the baseball ticket.
So,
I also could have went to the last night too, but I didn't.
So what? You're just going to go back to the hotel and watch the games, the Laker game and the USC game on TV?
No, you know what? Well, hopefully I can get out of there pretty quickly after. There's, if you pay, there's like private sort of, there's people waiting with like, you know, SUVs. You know, like you pay $100, $150, they'll take wherever you want to go to get the hell out of there. But I'd like to see tonight, Scott, after. That's the whole thing. You know, I like I said, I haven't had a single drink on this trip. I did the show last night. I woke up early, like 7:30 in the morning. But yeah, we got to enjoy ourselves a little bit here. I'm a responsible adult, but it's World Series. I came all the way here. I got to have a little fun. But I'm already thinking, I'm like, oh, God, I got to leave the hotel at like 8 in the morning to go to Seattle tomorrow for the Bills game. And, you know, it's going to be super cool, too, though. And that's my backyard, too. So for me, you know, like the Seattle back to Vancouver after is no big deal after. That's like it's less than an hour flight. It's like, okay, fine. So, like, the last sort of obstacle, Scott, for me will be, you know, getting blasted tonight. The old 7:30. You know what it's like, dude. It's like in Vegas, you know, the old.
I don't go to bed.
I got to go to the airport.
I don't go to bed. I just stay up.
You're like, here, Gustavo.
I get hammered, and I just ride it out. I take, like, a shower at 3 in the morning. I'm watching Formula One. I'm rocking on the bed.
Formula One song.
Yeah. In the hotel room. I go to the airport 5 a.m., bro. I'm on that 7 a.m. flight back to New York. Because if you pass out, I mean, you'll sleep right through it, and then you'll really have problems getting back. But you need to get to Seattle tomorrow morning. No big deal. Party tonight.
Go to the airport.
And then go. Like, I know you're excited to see the Bills. That's going to be a great game. Do you think they handle the wood? On the road at Lumen Field.
I don't think it's going to be easy. The Bills, you know, for whatever reason, the Bills are generally a very good road team. They haven't been this year. They weren't good. You know, they were good in Miami, but so what? That was early in the season. You know, they got drilled in Baltimore. They didn't play well in Houston. We've seen a pattern with Josh Allen this year, struggling on the road. But there's going to be a ton of Bill fans. There really will be. I know for a fact because I bought the ticket and I sold the ticket. Like Bills Mafia, there's a ton of fans on the West Coast and out here often. So,
start to make it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Morenci off to game one of the World Series tonight. I think the last thing I'd say to him is he's like talking about going over there, be there by 4. And I think he thinks leave at 3. I think leave at 2 based on it gets real bad at 3. And it's bad at 2, but it gets real bad at 3. And at 4 o'clock, you're just going to be late. You're going to be late to the game. So I would leave if I were him at 2 o'clock. Which is 3 hours before that game starts. And then I think he can get there in 35 minutes from where he is. I know exactly where he is. It's not far. It's 15 minutes from that hotel. if there's no traffic, which there's no such thing in Southern California. And you've stayed there with me.
Yeah.
Cam, the Prime Minister
crazy.
With us today. You know where it
we
is.
We could have walked.
Close to Dodger Stadium.
We could have walked. Remember that? We're sitting there in traffic. I'm going, what the? Cars overturned on the freeway. I'm like, what the hell's going on? Like, we're just right. Like, that was the best. We drive by a guy. He's got a parrot on his shoulder in the car. I'm like, what the hell's going on here? That was the best. You're on fire,
Pharrell. All right, Pharrell. So let's talk about last night's game again. The Rams beat the Vikings 30-20 on Thursday Night Football. Stafford threw for 279, four tutties, a pick. Darnold was pretty, effective himself, 242 tutties. Kyren Williams, 97 yards, a 19 receiving, and a red zone tutty. Puka Shells, 106 yards. Cup, 5 catches, 51 yards, a tutty. DeMarcus Robinson, 35 yards, 2 tutties. Justin Jefferson recorded his 31st game with 100-plus receiving yards in his first 5 seasons. Pass, Randy Moss. Here's Sam Darnold getting sacked in the end zone for a safety and an uncalled face mask miss by the refs on Amazon Prime.
Darnold, look out, safety. Him down to the end zone. Rams seal it. They had 2 and it's 30-20.
Now, I thought the face mask, something happened to Darnold. Maybe he grabbed underneath and got the jersey, but something made Darnold, his head go back with his pressure. Remember we said the left side is where this pressure is going to come from. Fisk takes the tackle. Young works through and he got a hold of something there. Let's see.
Yeah, I got to tell you, Cam, that they don't miss very much because they throw so many flags. It's amazing to me that on a play that deep in the red zone, that deep near the end zone, that much trouble that you're in that position, that the refs would screw that up. I think he definitely got his face mask and his head yanked off, and they missed it.
Oh, big time. Like, I was looking at him going, oh, my God, how's his neck doing? It was a big face mask. And you see the line judge there, Scott. He's right behind him. What was he looking at? Like, you know what I mean? I couldn't believe it either. And it's kind of weird that you can't challenge these things, but that's the way the league likes it. They like controversy, but that was ridiculous. Like, Darnold, that was a huge face mask, and I don't know how they missed it.
All right, Kevin O'Connell talking about the sack in the end zone and what he saw. Here's the Vikings coach.
Yeah, it looked like he got a pretty good amount of face mask there. Not going to get into, the call or no call and all that stuff. It's just I told our team, officiating and all that stuff, like for us to talk about that, for us to seek comfort in that is not how we're going to respond to this. It's just not going to happen. And I'm going to do the same thing right now. I really don't have a comment on whether it looked like he got a piece of the face mask, but they didn't think so. So they didn't throw the flag.
That's funny. I'm not going to talk about it being a face mask, but I'm going to say that he had a big piece of his face mask.
Exactly. But I like O'Connell, though. It's a smart move because some of these guys bitch at the referees all the time. Maybe they'll get a call their way if he stays cool, because a lot of guys just rip these guys all the time.
Yeah, I don't think so. The NFL never does anything to the refs. They think they're wonderful. Meanwhile, they suck. Here's Sean McVay talking about Cup.
There's a lot of information. Here's what I'll tell you. Teams reached out. Some of the things that I've seen out there, they're just not true. We've addressed that with those individuals. Teams have called about him. And really, we let him know what the dialogue was there. And then there's a lot of stuff out there where there's not a lot of accountability to the reports. And that's unfortunate.
Do you think the performance tonight makes you guys more apt to keep to possibly entertain offers?
Yeah, I don't think about those things. I think about coaching our team. I think a lot of the things that were out there, speculation was exactly what that was, speculation. We're an inside-out organization.
Well, what I've heard is with the accountability and the speculation from now on, what they're going to do is any report that is erroneous, that reporter will be beheaded. They're going to actually do it in a town square at high noon so everyone can watch it, just like in the days of
these reports are bold BS, though.
In every sport,
what do these guys do? There's no journalism. Remember they said Ohtani was going to the Blue Jays? I told Marantz, I go, no, he's not. He's not coming to Toronto. Like, are you nuts? No, it's not happening. In football, no. These are so guys make up fake trades and they put out reports. Do better. Like, be a journalist. Get the story right. Don't get it wrong to be the first guy to get a wrong story. I love McVay, by the way. I think he's a great, he's a cool dude.
I think he's on pink cocaine. I mean, he is lit, this guy. He is.
So, by the way, I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of McVay. He's the guy.
All right, let's move on to Dave Canales talking about Bryce Young, who will be starting for the Panthers and losing again in short order.
All I can tell you is he's been engaged the whole time. We've had great football conversations during the week, fine-tuning our game plans on Sunday, on the sideline, talking through things. So he's been engaged in a part of that whole thing. And so, you know, for me, like, it's great for him that he approached it with such class and integrity, you know, this hard situation, and now he gets to get back out there and play some football.
Yeah, and every time he's played football, he's been awful, and I think he's going to be running for his life in Denver against that defense. Did you see that line for that game, Cam?
Crazy.
I saw it as high as 10.
Scott, I'm going to tell you, though, I had a real, like, you talked about the pink cocaine. I had a Panther problem earlier on. That was my drug earlier on in the season, and I got off it. I'm clean. I'm not going back to these guys. I don't care how many points I'm getting, whatever. I don't want to lay 10 with Denver. No, thank you. But honestly, Carolina's an unbettable team. That's how bad they are. Deontay Johnson, I think, is confirmed out for this game now, their best receiver. He's going to get murdered more than Dalton did, my ginger buddy. So, no, it's Denver or nothing for me. I'm done with the Panthers. Their ownership group's, it's a clown show. It's like they're trying to lose. It's worse than Major League. No, the guy's an idiot. Like, straight
up. Let's
like,
move on to the Eagles. Sirianni is talking about how the game plan changes depending on what works, whatever that means.
You know, I think, again, we do what we need to do to win each game. There's going to be a game where we have to I'm sorry, guys.
What's going on?
We're
going
to have to pass it a bunch. There's going to be a game we're going to have to run it again like that. And so it's all going to be week to week. Again, you want to stay in things that you do well, and but everything's going to be week to week based off of what's going right that week. And, you know, and so we'll see as the year progresses.
Who do you like in that game in the jungle against the Bengals?
One of the toughest games of the week, Scotty. I'm taking Cincinnati, but I don't love it. I think they'll probably win by 3 or 4, and that line's 2.5. Very close to the number. But give me the Bengals at home.
That's amazing. That 61% chance it says there for them to win, considering the fact that the Eagles suddenly have been playing terrific on both sides of the ball. Bettors, though, still believe in the Bengals. Look at this. Odds to make the playoffs still. Look at that. It's -115. Everyone thinks the Bengals are still making the playoffs. Do you think they'll make the playoffs?
I think they'll just squeak in. I do. I think they're going to get better as the season progresses, but that defense needs to be cleaned up. Like, it's not very good, but the offense will pick up.
So I think the Ravens and Steelers, the winner of the North, the loser will get a wild card. That would mean that the Bengals would get the other wild card. I'm not buying that. I'm just not. I don't think both of them will. I think one of them will. That's like saying the East and the South suck and none of those teams have a chance to go as wild card. I don't buy it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we continue talking about Pain Day Skinny with the Prime Minister, the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, live in Toronto. He's also an ambassador for Ontario, the whole Ontario. He runs that as well. I just wanted you to know that. He's very busy. Baker Mayfield, I think they called him the Prince of Ontario at one time in his life. The Prince, they called him. He didn't like it because he was a big fan of the Fresh Prince. Baker Mayfield says that he's still confident in his receivers. Here he is lying after he's lost Evans and Godwin.
He's lying. Oh, yeah. I'll be extremely confident in those guys. You know, it's obviously had rapport with Trey going back to last year, Sterling for years, obviously, and Jalen all offseason and training camp. So, it's just expect those guys to have success and play really well. And, you know, throughout the week, getting on the same page within the game plan as we continue to nail this thing down. And, we expect everybody everybody to step up in a big way, and you know, still leaning on our offensive line. Thought they played great. You know, obviously the past few weeks, I think they played really well, and backs continue to play well. So it's gonna be a full group effort. It's gonna look different, but that's okay. And you know what? It'll be a little bit more creative, and we'll have some fun with it.
Listen, I love Baker Mayfield, Cam, so but I got to tell you, this could be a quick two-loss hit for them off of the Baltimore game. Baltimore's flat-out better than the Buccaneers. I think the Buccaneers are a really good team, actually. I like him as a quarterback. But without those guys, they will not be the same. I don't care what anybody says. And they're playing Atlanta. Now, this is an opportunity for Atlanta. The only thing that they got going for them is they're playing this game at Raymond James. But, I mean, they got a lot of injuries. So Atlanta's got to take advantage of that, no?
Yes, good call, Scotty. And remember, last time Atlanta beat them at home in overtime, they came back in that game. If Atlanta can't beat Tampa Bay with these injuries, they don't deserve to do anything. They got murdered by the Seahawks last week. I watch it. They have no pass rush. So Tampa Bay does have a chance in this game. But I got to tell you, those receivers – man, they're young, and I'll tell you, Baker can make some mistakes. He relies on Evans and Godwin, and he throws picks. So if the Falcons can't win this week, they're toast. But I like Atlanta to get it done this week.
I don't doubt that Mayfield can still throw strikes to other guys. Mm-hmm. I still think he can have success. I think they'll definitely be in the game. But Atlanta has to take advantage of this. And if they don't, they'll rue the day that they didn't. Moving on to Houston, C.J. Stroud talking about how they can bounce back off of the loss at Lambeau to the Packers. They got a home game at NRG on Sunday.
Yeah, I think it's a check of life, you know. Not everything goes your way, and it's all about how you respond. So for me, you know, I just, you know, watch the film, be critical on myself, and just get better from there, and, you know, be critical on the offense, and, you know, got to be pushing guys and, you know, holding guys accountable. But at the same time, you know, the sun comes up the next day, and you got to realize that, you know, you learn from your mistakes, you move on, and you just, you know, continue to grow in grace. So, you know, that's what we're going to do, and we're going to, you know, hold our heads high, even though we know that, you know, that wasn't good enough. But we know that we're a really good football team. We're going to go put that on film, you know, whatever we got to. I definitely understand, but, you know, I'm definitely, you know, not harping on the past and just, you know, look to the future and just get better.
Tomorrow. I thought he'd never stop.
I don't know what happened there, but all I know is this. Houston's been a disappointment, Scotty, and they got to take care of business against the Colts. The Colts should have lost to Miami, but Miami's so damn bad. You talk about McDaniel hitting the vape pen. Good plan off your bye. Let's give the ball to Jonnu Smith and Ingold, our fullback. You can't even get it to Tyreek Hill and Waddle. Ah, man, that guy drives me nuts. Anyway, I like the Texans this week. I don't know if they're going to cover the 5.5.
Well, look, they're still 5-2. They haven't been that bad. They lost at Lambeau. A lot of people lose at Lambeau. The thing is about this game is that I'm not impressed at all, frankly, with Richardson and the Colts. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think they're drab.
They are. I don't even know how they won that game against Miami. Miami absolutely killed themselves. Two fumbles inside the 5. Houston should be able to take care of business, but people are betting the Colts, Scott, line down from 6-5 in some spots.
Well, that's unfortunate. All right, let's move to Caleb Williams. He's going to be playing this weekend at the dump in Landover, but there's not going to be any Daniels playing for the Commanders. Here's Caleb talking about his relationship with Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah, obviously, I've been around Cliff. Great guy, great coach. If you go and ask all the guys over there at the Red or Commanders now, sorry. I've known him as the Redskins all my life growing up there. But the Commanders, you know, you go over and ask all the players, and they say they love him probably because, you know, he's a player's coach. And so knowing him, you know, knowing how much he loves football and things like that, it just brings joy to his players and things like that. So, you know, it was, I've texted him back and forth every once in a while, like, you know, great game, this and that, and he's done the same. So it's, you know, been cool building that relationship with him in college, and then obviously being a pro, about to go play against him.
Yeah, whatever. He had a cool house when he was the coach in Arizona. That's about the gist of it. Without Daniels, I think the Bears can win this game in the dump in Landover.
We'll see. I'm with you on the Bears, but it's not going to be an easy out. Mariota played pretty well, but we'll see this
not
week against Chicago.
Defense.
Yeah, yeah, they're getting better every week. The Bears are scary. I like the Bears as well to get it done.
Honestly, I think they're going to mess with Mariota. I think he's going to be running for his life. Here is the Patriots coach talking about the players don't care at all about the fact that he called them soft.
Look, after the game, we're all disappointed. On a plane, a long plane ride home, we're all disappointed. And again, it's about getting to Wednesday so we can now focus on the next target. And the guys have good juice, expecting a good practice, and we'll see how it looks on Sunday.
Would you want a reaction out of them? Like, in some ways, would you want them to get mad, for instance? Like, were you trying to do that with some of those
comments? Look, I'm just telling you. Like, when I talk after games, it's about what I see out there on the field at that current time.
What about how bad you guys suck?
In saying that, like, the guys are preparing like it's any other week, and we're talking about the Jets.
Honestly, they suck so bad. Who cares what he calls them? Honestly, they have one win.
Just need to keep losing, Scotty. Under 4.5 season win total. Give me the Jets, even though they suck too.
It Jets. Still is, right? Like, they're... that ticket is alive. You and Carver High under 4.5 is still alive, baby.
Less money.
We got so much to do on this show. I'm losing weight.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Exciting when we have, it's me, Gino B, on Fridays on Coast to Coast. Gino Bacola from the Daily Racing Form. And like I said, you can follow him on X at it's me, Gino B. And I know he's getting ready for next week, which is what really makes us horny, the Breeders' Cup, which is Friday and Saturday at Del Mar. But you're going to be doing a show Wednesday, 4 to 7 on Sports Grid. Look at this. Oh, the Breeders' Cup Handicap Special on the grid on Wednesday at 4 to 7 East. You're styling.
What everybody wanted, more of this face right here on Sports Grid. If you don't see enough of it on Friday, you're going to get 3 more hours of it on Wednesday. I know that's what you love, Scotty, and we'll be talking about all of the 14 Breeders' Cup races for Friday and for Saturday, so we'll have a preview show for every single race. This will be great for whatever level of horse racing fan you are. If you're someone that's hardcore, we'll give you some prices to use in races that may not be on your radar. If you're someone who just wants some help and just being led to a few to play throughout the day, that's what we'll get you, some pick five previews. Views and everything right here on Sports Grid next week on Wednesday, 4 to 7 Eastern. But we got some money to be made right now. And actually today on Friday, there is a pick six carryover at Santa Anita, $153,000 carried over into the pick six. That's going to go in just a couple hours. It's going to start. So figured we could give people a couple horses for Friday at Santa Anita that they may want to throw in. They're back-to-back races today. First one is race number 7. We're going to go to the number 1 Bottle Rocket. This is a lightly raced horse, kind of an up-and-coming horse, and is facing a group of horses that are all kind of grinders and plotters, and you kind of know what you're going to get from them. I think this horse is going to be sent aggressively from the inside. 5-1, Scotty, for our first play at Santa Anita on Bottle Rocket.
And in the 8th race...
we're going to go right next door to the one again. Epione is a horse who's been really good on the dirt. And if you just focus in on the dirt form overall, much better. Another horse who's going to give us 5-1 odds. So a couple for you to use in your pick six today before we head to tomorrow at Keeneland.
All right, so let's go to Kentucky and Keeneland on Saturday and start with the 8th race.
Yeah, it's closing day there. Race number 8, there's not a whole lot of speed in that race. The number 8, Hit Show, is the horse to beat. The 2, Tumbarumba, and the 9, Grand Aspen, they're going to be horses that will be forwardly placed. And the 9 is 10-1 on the morning line and should be sitting a really good trip throughout. So that's a horse you want to put a few bucks on and throw into your exotics. And then we'll parlay that right on up in the 9th race with the number 3, Hershey, who is a horse who had some trouble last time out, and that one is 12-1. So a couple really nice price horses to throw into some of your late bets tomorrow at Keeneland.
So trouble its last time out, but then you think it'll turn it around for this race?
Yeah, it was just kind of stuck in traffic in behind horses, has a great running style, so always puts himself in the race, just got a little bit trapped in traffic, and most of the time, it's a process over the result, right? You just figure if you're in the same spot getting that same trip over and over, and the horse is a little bit undervalued because of that trouble last time out.
All right, let's look at your NFL play for Sunday, and it's dipping into that game at Hard Rock down in Miami.
You like this one, too. Yeah, I think you like this play because I don't know what we're going to get from Tua. God bless him. You know, he's had some real serious injuries to deal with, but how much can we expect from him coming back? And if there's any sort of incident with Tua, if he's shaken up at all, they have to be very careful with him and pull him immediately. Even if you had a 100% Tua, how good overall is this Miami team this year? Defensively, I think Arizona's going to be able to run the ball on this Miami defense. So even if we had a 100% Tua at around 4, 4.5, I think it's a little bit too much for an Arizona team that can definitely jump up and win this game or keep it within a field goal for sure.
All right, so another homerized milquetoast Dodger fan is Gino, along with Morenci, and of course Cam also betting on the Dodgers against my Yankees. So what do you think happens in these first two games at Dodger Stadium this weekend?
Well, I'll give you the analysis without my homerism, too. Two really good baseball teams. If it comes down to a bullpen game, I think you lean Dodgers. If the starters are better for the Yankees have the better starters on pitchers on paper. So I think that's right there the real key to the matchup. Can the Dodgers get a little bit of length out of Flaherty, out of Yamamoto, out of Buehler? Can those guys get you into innings 5 or 6? Then it gives you the really strong back end of the Dodgers bullpen. We already found out, though, they're going to be without one of those big four arms they have. Phillips is not on the bullpen. On the Dodgers roster, he was one of the really strong arms. They had like four closers that they could lock down with. So that actually impacts their bullpen a little bit, not having one of those real lockdown guys there at the end.
I hear that Gino's mom is making him a homemade Dodgeritas tonight for game one, and he'll be hammered by the fourth inning. Enjoy the
pumped,
games,
man.
And good luck with the ponies tonight and tomorrow at Keeneland as well. Gino, thanks, buddy.
Tonight in L.A., Dodgers, Lakers, USC. There's a high school football
Screw
game at SoFi.
Gino.
There's a concert.
You, Gino.
Huge night.
Screw you, Gino. Screw you, Gino.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by shipping cheap parts around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Skip the tariff and snag yourself American-made clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.